Daily Light, May the 13th, morning. I desire then that in every place that men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarrelling, the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, Here I am. And whenever you stand praying, forgive, if you have anything against anyone. And without faith it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who seek him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins. I desire then that in every place that men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarrelling. 1 Timothy 2:8 and John 4:23-24, Isaiah 58:9, Mark 11:25, Hebrews 11:6, James 1:6-7, Psalm 66:18, 1 John 2:1-2. Daily Light, May 13th, evening. My heart throbs, my strength fails me. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer from the end of the earth. I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For when I am weak, then I am strong. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me! Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might he increases strength. The eternal God is your dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. May you be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might. My heart throbs, my strength fails me. Psalm 83:10 and Psalm 61:1-2, 2 Corinthians 12:9-10, Matthew 14:30-31, Proverbs 24:10, Isaiah 40:29, Deuteronomy 33:27, Colossians 1:11.